The following program is rated TV-MA-N-O-C. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Whoa, Norman.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 28 Hundo and Schneindy Ocho of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, busters, hustlers, and yo-hos? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you
beeshes.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. Hit the thumbs up button live on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Download the Rumble app and come check out the Swole live. And of course, you can also listen, leave a review, enjoy and watch over on Spotify and Apple Podcast. So make sure you share with your friends and send the knowledge conk far and wide. We have a great show. Plus, it is FEF, so we are celebrating with an overtime segment right at the end of today's episode for members only. You can only get access if you're a member over at SwarmSX.com, so join the fam today. Jump on those Summer Swole specials, and we have a brand new Drive Mole Gaining and brand new Balls Deep edits, so be ready for that. Friday is usually a shorter episode because of that, so if you really want to go balls deep, make sure that you are ready for overtime. And that being said, let's get into the tip today. Fam, drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? Let's summon the Falcon and get today's party started. We'll get the Swole card exposed, and this we will give away at the end of today's episode. Falcon! All right, fam, hashtag FEF, it's Fuck 'em Friday, hashtag F-E-F, hashtag FEF for a chance to win today's Swole card. For those of you that don't know what Fuck 'em Friday is, it is the day in which we unfriend, unsubscribe, delete contacts from our phones. What we do is we take care of our environment, and environment, community, pillar number one, is not just the people that you surround yourself with. It's also the things that you listen to, the things that go in your eye holes, what you're reading, whom you're talking to, of course, and that goes online and just things in your surroundings. Could be a day where you clean up your office, clean up your room, whatever it is. Go mow your lawn, go take care of something, go get a haircut, go clean your shit up and get focused for the upcoming week. So do this every day, but doing it at least once a week is a good habit to build. Pillar number one, Feff Day is always a Friday. It's the best day. It's the best day of the week. Every day is the best day of the week, but let's get a little America for the Swole fam. What are you doing to celebrate Feff today? Anyone do anything? Or is anyone planning on doing anything? Maybe this is the catalyst. You listen to this episode and you're like, you know what? I'm going through my contacts list. I always say the most valuable one that I've ever done was go through the contacts on my phone and go through my Gmail and just delete people that are not a part of your life anymore. Just people that are just, okay, why do I have this number in here? Why? If you really need to get in touch with someone, you know, people change numbers, but you can use social media or figure it out. You're not going to. It's like something that you think you're going to miss when you throw it out, and then you throw it out 1 week and then you just forget about it. And you remember, oh man, 6 months later, oh yeah, I remember we had that here. I threw that out and you were hesitant. You didn't know about throwing it out. You weren't sure if you might want to use it. And then once out of sight, out of mind, it's crazy. It's crazy. Cerny says, my usual, I'm going to find someone to feff. Cerny already feffed all that shit. Cerny, the goat, take out the trash. All right, let's get into the first Swole Fam post. A reminder, we're going to talk about it only for like one or two more days. Fam, we are going to have like a signature series smorgasbord because we got P3S9 shipping. P3S10 is soon to follow. You guys are going to get like both like right around the same time. I'm going to try to stagger them a little bit. But P3S10 is available, not today, not tomorrow, but Sunday, midnight to midnight on Sunday. So midnight Saturday night to midnight on Sunday night, you're going to be able to get P3S10 April 14th, SwoleNormousX.com/signature. Not going to be talking about it too much more. We'll talk about it tomorrow too. And of course, I will send out a swole text. I'll put out a little blast. It's 1 day only. It's 1 day only. And this is the 10th. So this is going to be, it's going to be special. It's going to be special. Not going to say anything. Not going to say anything. How do we take it to the next level? How do we take it to the next level? Well, we're going to, because we always do. That's what we do. We level that shit. We level that shit. All right, beaches. P3S10 available for 24 hours, April 14th, the day of episode 29. Hundo. Okay. Now let's get into the Swole Fam posts. Here we go. First one from Corey.
What's in the box?
On the discussion boards under pillar number one, community. Perfect for Feff. Corey says, my circle I keep around me is very small. I've known almost all of them since high school and I'm 33. I know they would have my back no matter what. It's been tested multiple times. With that being said, I am the only one that truly cares about fitness and health. I can only encourage them to get healthier, but it's their choice. They don't judge me, nor do I judge them. They do encourage me to keep up the work. They are good friends and great people, so even if they don't choose this lifestyle, I feel cutting them out is one of the most negative things I could possibly do. Thick or thin, pun intended, I still make progress with my journey every day. Love that. I actually do love that. So let's talk about this for a second. When I say cut out the bullshit, I'm not saying cut out anyone that doesn't go to the fucking gym. What I'm saying is cut out people that are not, one, supportive of what you do, but also you want people around you that allow you to do your thing and that, if anything, facilitate you accelerating and succeeding. So you can still, look, if these are really your close friends, you can give them shit. You can tease each other if that's your kind of friendship. But the most important thing is they support you. If they're being honest about it and you've been through them, look, everyone's different. Everyone's different. So I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. I think the gym is something that really builds character and gives someone a lot of purpose and benefits you physically and mentally and socially. And it really does. It really does. Posture, the way you carry yourself, the confidence to overcome difficult things, just physical capacity and ability to lift things and move things and be a functional human being from a physical standpoint. But it doesn't mean every single person in your life. I'm not saying surround yourself with only people that think your way or that do exactly the things you do. there's obviously going to be some variety. So the most important thing is your community, is your environment allowing you to grow and thrive? So I'm always outside. I love our butterfly garden. I'm always in the garden. I'm always outside, nips out, doing stuff in the butterfly garden. And you have to facilitate different plants in different ways. So if you have experience with that, you know that you can't water each one the same. Not all of them need the same amount of light. So they're all going to thrive with some different subtleties. Some plants need shade. Some plants can be indoors. Some need full sun. Some need a lot of water. So you have to do maybe slightly different things for each one, but they can all live in harmony if you address the individuality there. So as long as those people are supportive and they're in your life and everyone's benefiting from it, if everyone's benefiting and it's great and it works, then boom, you do you. There's a lot more to someone than just whether or not they go to the gym, but they should be, you want people to take care of their health, but those people that have been there for you through thick and thin are far and few between. So in other words, this is your life. Make those decisions. Just look at it from not just emotional standpoints, but look at it from quantitative standpoints. Like, is this person objectively a detriment in my life? Oh, I've known them since I was 5, but are they pieces of shit? Obviously, if that's the case, it doesn't really matter. You got to distance yourself from that kind of toxicity, but you guys get it. All right. Small circles. Everyone here likes small circles, right? Everyone loves small circles. Okay. Joe says, good morning, fam. Yin yoga day, and I'm ready for it. Last 3 days were intense. That's what I'm talking about. Good job, Joe. Good for you. Yin yoga. Love this post from Mark. Love this post from Marquise. All right. Mark said, I said in one of the live streams earlier this week, by the way, we had a round table last night. So Mark was on stage and talking about all sorts of stuff. So anyway, I know that's an aside, but I saw Mark's name and I realized I don't think I talked about the round table. So round table 66 last night was great. I feel like it was a week ago already. I don't know. Time's going slow, but also really fast. It's kind of like a time warp. Anyway, Roundtable 66 last night was great. If you're a member, check it out. Swole TV. Check out the replay. It was a great conversation. As always, and I think anyone that was there, as always, it really picked up at the end. And all of a sudden, we were talking about mobility and strength training. And it started going really deep. And then we hit 8 o'clock. It's been 2 hours. It always ramps up at the end. I wish there was that kind of fervor in like the first 20-30 minutes, but everyone's, you know, it's a tough time for some people and everyone's kind of filtering in, but usually like around 6:37, it just picks up and it just, boom, it's already on its way. So as people start filtering in, but yeah, it always goes fast. So anyway, looking forward to 67. It never feels like 2 hours. Never feels like 2 hours. Always feels like, I don't know. There's just been so many different topics too. All right, Mark said, I said in one of the live streams earlier this week that I had to move my flags inside. And these are the Swolenormous flags. Two of them were the pirate flag and the don't vote if you skip leg day flag. Apparently, my HOA does not allow anything to be put up in the window. When I asked them why, they said that it's the rules. And I said, that's not a good enough answer. I guess it is if it's in the rules, but... yeah, I think we know. I think they skipped leg day. I think they got upset because they skipped leg day and felt personally attacked. It's all good, though. I think they look pretty good in my room. If I can't put them up in my window, I can at least hang them up on my walls and on my ceiling. More to come soon. Hashtag GTTFG. I'm not sorry for offending you. Don't skip leg day. Great advice.
Boom shakalaka! Yeah.
Let me zoom out on the pictures. They most definitely skip leg day. Look at the sups. We got the Captain Swolio pirate flag. That's a great flag. And don't vote if you skip leg day. Looking good, Mark. Keep on flying the flags high. Okay, let's get into an email response, fam. If you are not on the email list, for shame, shame on you. You should be on the email list. Shame. I don't know what's wrong with you. Shame. Go to makeemailswolagain.com. That's makeemailswolagain.com. Get on the email list. And the Knowledge Cock is penetrating your inbox almost every single day. So if you want a little bit more Knowledge Cog, go get after it. MakeEmoleGain.com. Very short. We got one today. Very short.
You fucking people.
I guess not a lot of responses to the last one, or maybe this is just a slow day because I don't know. But we have one response. I said, or in an email, I talked about being intimidated to go to the gym, trying to get people off their ass and not worrying about what other people think. Liam said, "You got it right, baby. Keep on pushing. Good luck and Godspeed." All right. Epic response.
Wow.
That's all we got from the emails. Usually we have like two or three, I guess. It's a light day on the inbox. Maybe I was just kind of a little foreplay with the email list. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get on the email list. We didn't even, did I push the tip button? Oh, we already passed the tip.
Babe, just an inch.
So we're going to go back to back. We're going in the tip, and then we're just going right to the shot. I guess we didn't even hit the lights. Yeah, I don't even remember hitting that just the tip portion. We just kind of went in. We just went in. Didn't even warn you. All right, let's get into some questions. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. Again, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. If you have a question, drop in the chat and we'll get to it. If you want to call into the show, remember we have our Pure Question show on Sunday on the day of episode 2900. So when the Signature Series drops, we're just taking questions. So Ask Papa Swolio Live is on Sunday. If you want to call into the show, askpapaswolio.com. You can do that any day. So go to askpapaswolio.com and call into the show. Let's get into some questions. And remember, we have an overtime segment at the end of the show for members only. So that'll be in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. So we'll switch over after we give away the Swole card. First question.
What's in the box?
Due to expire two. Damn. Dark. Papa Swolio, what brand of barefoot shoe do you buy? Well, I have different ones. I like a certain pair. They're like slip-ons. They're not the sandals, but I have... They're like loafers from... Zero Shoes, X-E-R-O, Zero Shoes. They make a lot of different styles. I have another style, but I haven't worn them in a while. I just wear the loafers where I can slip my foot in, so I have a couple pairs of that. And let's see. I have a pair of Vivo Barefoots. I haven't worn them in a while, but I like them. I have some barefoot shoes, like B-E-A-R. I think the guy that works with Kabuki Strength or whatever makes those, but... They're nice. They have suede. They have indoor ones. They're going to get damaged if you get them wet, but they're really flat-soled shoes. So there's ones that are very thin. Vibrams. I wear my Vibram Five Fingers. So I wear the classics. So I don't like anything. I'm not a fan of laces. I fucking hate laces. So I have some shoes with laces, but it's a pain in the ass. So I know there's other laces that you can get that are elastic that you can just make your shoes slip on. So that's kind of the thing that I would get to like swap out those things. I usually don't like laces unless... I'm wearing them for, let's say, like platform shoes for lifting. Then you have the Velcro and the laces and stuff like that. But anyway, those are the brands. I'm sure there's a lot more out there now. Those are some of the ones that I have. Midwestern, I'm barefoot. I'm completely barefoot most of the time anyway. Midwestern Hobbit. All right. Where are my short people at? Where are my stumps at? Okay.
Emotional, damn it.
Papa Swolio, I have a bone disorder where my limbs are all different lengths. Should I just use free weights? Oh. So I think for normal humans, I think everyone's limbs are probably different lengths, but very subtly, where you might not even notice it. But if you have significant differences in lengths, then yeah. You can use free weights. You might also want to use bands or cable. So here's what I would recommend also. Just a thought. Free weights, obviously, if you have a machine that has a certain bar or reach pattern, you might not be able to grab it evenly. So if you really have significantly different arm lengths or leg lengths, a leg press machine might not work. Unless you're doing single leg, but maybe one's much shorter, right? So you could do single leg exercise. You might also like to do cable work. So if you're doing a push or a curl, you can adjust the height of the cable machine and adjust the angle and the length of the cable and put an attachment on. That way you can work. And here's what I'm thinking. It might not be a good idea for you to do bilateral movements. So in other words, if you're doing a pressing movement, doing pressing with one arm, with a cable, with a band, I guess a dumbbell, but you know, whatever's easiest for you. And then working the other side appropriately for that side, for that limb length, to target the chest or whatever the most, and the back and legs. So it sounds like unilateral work is a better idea. If you have severe leg imbalances, unilateral work is better because then you can customize the same movement on the right side to the left side. That's what I would recommend. Mark, are we hell-bent on not giving the carrot a name? I think this is the carrot that shall not be named. This carrot is this is an abomination and doesn't deserve a name. Name, if anything, should just be shame. It should be shame.
Shame. Shame.
Or maybe it should be strong hand. Shame. And be like, let me use my strong hand and just rip it apart. This carrot deserves no respect. Absolutely no respect. The carrot's name is Bacon. Okay. All right. It just doesn't deserve the respect for a name. If anything, I like the Bacon name. We can call it Bacon. We can always just call it piece of shit. Piece of shit garbage. Garbage food. Call that too. All right, Santi Molina. Papa Soy as a hard gainer. What's a hard gainer?
Because?
Like you're just gaining and just rock hard all the time. Just have a constant erection. I'm a hard gainer. I'm a gainer that's hard. How about that shit? How about that?
The little rascal has spirit.
As a hard gainer, I get tired of eating too much. Okay? What can help me reach the calorie surplus every day? More of whatever you're eating. Get used to it, bro. Protein shakes. I don't want to tell you to like drink sugar and shit like that, but that's why people drink dextrose and stuff like that, dextrose shakes and maltodextrin. They drink simple sugars and complex carbs and powdered form starch and things like that because it's hard. But I don't think you're necessarily a hard gainer. I don't know. I think that's also, I think a lot of people say that they're hard gainers. I don't know if that's really a thing. I just think you have to get used to eating more and you think you're eating more than you are. I know some people, look, everyone's different, so not everyone's going to build muscle at the same rate. And I guess some people might have to focus a little bit more extra on it. So obviously there's differences in people. Not everyone grows at the same rate, of course. But what I do notice is that a lot of people that think, hey, I eat so much, I'm a hard gainer, you're actually not eating enough. You think you are, you feel like you are, but you're actually not. So I don't have context here with the question, but make sure that are you calculating accurately? You better calculate accurately every single day. If you don't have those numbers every single day, you're not tracking everything, then you don't really have a leg to stand on. Then you're just not doing it. You think you are, but you're not. A lot of people think they are, but they're not. Look, eating objectively more than you require is going to lead to you ready for this? If you are trying to gain and you're eating more than you need for maintenance, you are going to feel full while you're eating. It's not comfortable. It's not exciting. You have to train yourself to eat because it's time to eat, and you have to train yourself to get used to eating too much. You have to train yourself to eat more than you require. If I don't want to eat too much, I have to decrease the size of the bowl or the plate because I notice I don't compulsively overeat. I've trained myself over all my years of lifting to finish whatever's on my plate. I notice that. I feel like I failed if I don't eat all my food because I had to. I feel like, oh, I didn't do enough. So I've had to like deprogram myself a little bit, or at least be aware that if I still have a little bit of steak or food on the plate, I didn't do it properly. That's why I was successful building muscle. It's because I ate what I needed to eat because it was time to eat it. That was my training. I had to eat X amount of food. That was harder than the lifting. The lifting is fun. I fucking love lifting. Eating till you feel disgustingly full and then eating more. That's not fun. And not throwing up. That's not fun. And chewing your mouth is fucking sore because you're chewing fucking food. That's not fun. It's not fun. But you're not going to grow otherwise. By definition, you're getting too much. That's why you have extra to build more tissue and to pack on more fat and mass. You're eating too much. You're not going to grow unless you're eating too much. So it's going to feel like you're eating too much because you literally are. And that's why I'm saying you don't need that much of a surplus. You just need it to be consistent. But remember, if you're doing a 250 calorie surplus, you're walking a fine line, because if you actually fall under that calories, you're not necessarily going to grow. So you have to be in that surplus. You have to literally, actually, not just by calculating numbers, but in real life, which you're not getting the accurate numbers. You don't know literally how many calories you're utilizing. You don't know literally how much protein you need that day to have extra. You don't know literally, you know, a ballpark. So you need to make sure that you are getting, it's better to have a little more than that. That way, you know, for sure that you're getting enough. So calculate. You have to get fanatical about it. Otherwise, you're objectively not going to do it. Sayuk, Papasolio, when best for cardio, before or after weights? You don't have to even do it on the same day. But if you're going to do it on the same day, after. Pruanitaongnig. If you say it all at one time, that's what it is. Peru, Anita, Peru. I'm assuming it says Peru. Peruanita? Is that a name? Peruanita? Or is it Peru Anita Onig? It's either Peru Anita Onig, or maybe the name is Peruanita. Peruanita. I feel like that could be a name. Or does that mean little Peruvian? I don't know. Okay, whatever. I just get locked on screen names. That's what I'm curious about that. I actually get curious. I don't know if there's a book about that. I feel like that's some sort of psychological, that's a fun thing. What you can learn about someone, about how they do a screen name. You know, you can analyze someone's, you know, those personality tests. Oh, here's how someone does their screen name. If they use 20 underscores, they're just like bored and they hate life and they're, right? They're just like nihilistic and underscores a fuck is, I don't care. Anyway, what do you think about fat burners for women? Thanks, Papa. I would not take them. If you want a fat burner, I'll give you the best fat burner. Not eating garbage and lifting heavy weights. That's the best fat burner. So stop thinking about pills and things. If you're wondering about a fat burner, you're not doing the fundamental things that's going to help you burn fat and utilize fat. What you want to do is you want your body to minimize excess storage of fat, but you have to build muscle. Ladies, it's so bad for you just to starve yourself to lose weight. That's the worst thing you can do. Lift heavy weights would be good for your bones, and it's normal to have more body fat. You're not supposed to be shredded to the bone. You're supposed to be more smooth. It's better for your hormones. It's better for, you know, it's just better overall. So anyway, don't forget, it's women. It's, you know, in terms of the way, if a man and a woman looks the same, the man's going to be a lower body fat percentage than the woman. So if a man looks lean at 15, a woman would look lean at like 19, 18. It's normal for women to be in like the low 20s. Anyway, let's see. Vibes XP, Papa Soyo. I'm confused between push-pull legs and the usual bro split. I want to train for an athletic body. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the athletic body means. That's subjective. What does that mean? You want to play basketball? Do you want to be an athlete? Then you need to do sports-specific training. Or are you trying to, this whole train like an athlete, you are one. I don't like that phrasing. You're not an athlete. You're a human. If you train like an athlete, you'll be an athlete. Or you'll be someone who does like explosives side by side. Okay. I just don't know what you mean by that. Do you want to build muscle? Because an athletic body doesn't necessarily have a lot of muscle mass. What you're confused about is that you're giving a name to, you're naming something with a derogatory approach. A bro split doesn't exist. Bro splits don't exist. It's just this colloquial name for a kind of like stupid way of training. Bro, a gym bro. It's the biggest misconception in fitness. I even use the term bro split sometimes just because people colloquially know what it is. A bro split's like you're doing chest on one day, or you're doing shoulders on another day, and you're doing arms on another day, and you're doing legs on one day. Okay. I don't think having a leg day is a bro split. I think that's common sense, right? Doing back on its own day is not a bro split. It's common sense. The difference is, what are you trying to prioritize? So if you're trying to prioritize and bring up a certain lagging body part or a certain aspect of your training, guess what? You need to prioritize it. You need to train it when you're the most recovered. You should be giving 110% effort on your chest. If you're trying to bring up your chest and you're doing it on a push day and you're doing triceps and shoulders first, you're just ass backwards fatiguing yourself before your most important body part. So your split should be whatever it takes in order to prioritize your weak points. That's what training is. You don't train your strong points. That's not what strength training is. Strength training is not about training your strengths. It's about training your weaknesses. I don't understand the people lose that all the time. Like, hey, I do the strongest thing that I'm the best at. You always focus on the thing that you're best at. You're going to be horribly imbalanced. You're going to have a lot of problems. Maybe in life or your career, you should focus on what you're best at. That's different. When it comes to your physical capacity, you want to focus on the thing that you're the worst at. You want to have the least amount of weak points. You're still going to have things that you're the best at, but you don't want to be like incapable of doing other things. That's why yoga and mobility, it's very important to have mobility. It's very important to have cardiovascular capacity. You just don't have to run marathons. You can do interval training, right? You're still going to have priorities, but you could be doing a bunch of different things. But what's an athletic body? Just curious. Because, you know, we don't know what that is. What's his opinion of an athletic body? K. O'Neill, 41, squat plateau, help. Check your form. Check your frequency. Check your volume, your intensity, your nutrition, your sleep. Everything. Your stabilizer muscles, your adductor strength, your abductor strength, hip flexor strength, mobility work. And don't forget, when you're doing certain movements, people just try to do squats or squat plateau. You know, different moves work different body parts. Leg extensions are going to work certain parts of the quad more than a squat or a hack squat or something like that. So just understand there's different parts of the leg and different movements. Even if you're doing, that's why it's good to mix it up. I don't always do pendulum squats first. I do for a while, then I mix it up and now I'm doing leg extensions first. And I'll do that for a little bit because then it brings up some weak points that maybe I haven't been addressing because I haven't done leg extension as my first quad movement in a long time. So I'll do that for a month or two. And then I'll go back to another protocol and I'll be a little bit weaker with that exercise first, maybe, or okay, getting back into the neurological coordination of the exercise. But after a few weeks, just got to mix it up. You got to mix it up based on your needs. And you don't have to be locked into any style of training. You got to mix it up and adjust it based on what you need and where you're at. All right, let's get into a brief, little bit of balls deep, and then we're going to go into overtime. So everyone hit that thumbs up button. Join the fam over at enormousx.com. Overtime is going down in just a few moments for members. So let's check this out. Fam posted this yesterday on my X account. Follow me on X at Swolenormous, aka Twitter, if you are an idiot still. I don't know. Is it called X? I call it Twitter. I am glad that it's called X because Twitter sucked. X is awesome. Twitter was awful. So thank you, Elon Musk, for making this app finally usable. I said, cancel your Planet Fitness memberships. I've been saying this for a while. I know some of you go to Planet Fitness and it's cheap and I get it. And I understand you're doing what you can. So for the rare few of you that you're in the middle of nowhere and that's all you have, just watch out for the cock in the ladies' locker rooms. If you're a woman, just understand that there might be a dude in there hanging dong. So this is the other day in North Carolina. Naked man took advantage of Planet Fitness transgender locker room policy. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that a mentally insane man would take advantage of the policy to be able to go into a female's women's locker room? Took advantage of the Planet Fitness locker room policy to parade his genitalia, aka his cock, in ladies' locker room and ask women to shower with him and rub lotion on his back. It puts the lotion on its skin.
Matt Damon.
It puts the lotion on its skin. And now Buffalo Bill is coming to a women's locker room near you. So cancel your Planet Fitness memberships and go to a gym that doesn't fucking suck. Seriously, Planet Fitness has always sucked, but I've always been like, hey, go to the fucking gym. I understand. Maybe you like it. Fine. Just take it as a funny troll that you do pizza parties and bagel parties. And no, don't drop the weights. We don't have heavy dumbbells because it might intimidate some people that are, you know, really weak-willed. Okay, then stop being a huge butt. Obviously, it's been successful because there's so many victims in this world, but they can literally fuck all the way off now. No one's really ever liked Planet Fitness. It was more, well, it's cheap. Fine. I know it sucks, but it's cheap. Yeah, now it's, fuck that place. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. Okay, so I thought this was really gross. Really gross. Check out this video. Let me share this one. It's super gross. This is why the quality of food matters. Everyone's like, or you have people that are just, oh, it's calories in, calories out. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Is calories in, calories out. No, it's what the calories consist of. What are you eating? Yeah, you can lose fat because you eat so much fucking garbage. You can lose fat by just starving yourself on garbage food. It's like fasting. Your body is still starving. Don't poison yourself with shit. The quality matters.
What you're looking at here is the aftermath of a drumstick ice cream cone that has been sitting out for 22 hours now. I set this out yesterday at 6 or 7 p.m. and it's now 4:23 p.m. the next day. And this is the outcome. It
doesn't melt.
If you watch my previous video, you'll see how after about 2 hours, the ice cream didn't melt at all. So this is the outcome after almost 24 hours.
It's so gross.
And just think, your kids are eating this.
All right, it's gross. Well, they shouldn't be eating that. So that's drumstick. Look, if you want to make ice cream, get some raw cream, get some mango and some raw honey. And like an egg yolk or two, you blend it up, put it in the freezer for a couple hours, boom, you have ice cream. And it's so tasty. It's so delicious, so good for you. And it's awesome. Raw cream, mango, some fresh maple syrup or raw honey, a little vanilla. Maybe you can put some chocolate stuff on it if you want to do some really dark chocolate, kind of put some shavings on it. Up to you, right? Put a little fruit in there and then boom, there you go. There you go. Or what I do is I'll take organic frozen mangoes, or we'll take our mangoes and freeze them when the tree is ripe, and then I'll just put raw cream on that. You just eat it, the cream will freeze on the mango. You just have like mango chunks with cream on it. You can put a little honey on it or whatever else you want. Just gross. Doesn't, if you're just listening, it's a drumstick brand ice cream and it's just sitting left out for 24 hours and it's solid because it's not ice cream. It should be a puddle of cream that's all like wet and sticky. Ugh. Gross. Gnarly. Super gnar. All right, fam, we are going into overtime. We're going to give away the Swole card and we're going to do balls deep. We're going to do a couple videos and then we're going to do some balls deep edits. So we're going to do the normal videos that we do on Friday, but we're doing it in overtime because we're going into overtime. So make sure that you start switching over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Join us over at SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. Let's give away today's Swole card. Hashtag Feff. Are you ready, Beacious Falcon? Take us away. Hashtag Feff. Today's winner is Jay Sigmund. Congratulations. Dictator. D-I-C. Dictator.
Because Dickens?
All right. I like it. Congratulations, 2898. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2898 in the subject. Your mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulations. Now, fam, we are We are going into overtime. Fam, thank you for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for Swole Slut Saturday. But overtime starts right now. If you are not a member, SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today. Get access to all the private live streams. And of course, we got some balls deep content. We're already in, but it's overtime. We're on to round two. We're going to do a couple videos, drop some brand new edits, some new throwback edits. And then, of course, we are going to feature a brand new Dragon Ball Gaining. We'll do a throwback Dragon Ball Gaining. It all starts right now. SwoleNormousX.com. In the Daily Swole Telegram chat, we will see you there. Thanks for being here. And of course, back tomorrow for 28.99. That's...
wow.
That's fucking awesome. All right. Peace, McGee's. Deuce, Magoose. Ya boy, Papa Swolio. Out. Overtime. 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 Overtime.